Shaykh of Zen and Dorim Zen Kif Sehei Tov Sham and Ches, November 17, 1977, Thursday continued.
But when you breathe in air, so it's full of power. So he doesn't derive any benefits whatsoever.
So Mimela, since he said, Ki Nidre Rishoyim Molai, so that means Chai Lovi Nilo. In other words, of course, if in his heart he says, I meant Shlomim, so then it's wrong. But it's only when he said, in my heart, I meant whatever it means. Whatever it means. So in view of the fact that if it's Derech Mitzvah, if the person won't make the nether in order to ask upon himself or to deny unto himself the things that the Torah does not deny unto him, so that's the Derech of Rishoyim. So in other words, so in many ways, what will be more the Derech Rishoyim to, if it's Derech Yisrael? Now of course it's Derech Yisrael, it's not, it doesn't terminate from the pure by heart. He said, Ki Nidre Rishoyim. So in other words, so it's Derech Yisrael. In other words, to deny it, to answer unto himself what the Torah did not answer. To deny unto himself certain joys that the Torah did not deny unto him, like the Muslim. He knows that the Hebrew. Why? Because he denies unto himself certain joys that the Torah does not deny to a person. So in many ways, even if you take a nether to drink a cup, but there are two kinds of components. There is a nether of Shlomim, a cup of Shlomim, and there is a cup of Eiron. So in Shlomim, you don't deny unto yourself anything. I mean, on the contrary, you enjoy the bosor of the Shlomim. You only have to be master of the Eiron. And the bosor, you eat. But if you bring, if you take a nether to bring an Eiron, so it's full of kolil, so you deny unto yourself everything in the Kohen. So that is more in consonance with the Derech of Rishoyim, because the Derech of Rishoyim is to make a nether Derech Yisrael. Derech Yisrael, in other words, to be supervised over and above what the Torah requires of him. So in many ways, if it is hard to mention, whatever it means, so it's more in consonance with the expression of Nidre Rishoyim, Derech of Rishoyim, to bring a bigger cord than a smaller cord. Because the Shlomim is a smaller cord. It's less of a sacrifice than an Eiron. Because in the Shlomim, you're in the Bosor, and you only are Makir Deinan. In an Eiron, you're Makir Benetit. So that is more in consonance of Nidre Rishoyim than the Shlomim. All right. Now, the men of Shmuel takes this. For the man of the man, he comes from Roma, he will show you men. You know that Shmuel, shall I get a halimet? No. Now the Rosh. Can you even show him Yodish coming for us? She more can you even show him that the Nodder will call from Shmuel. Or is more in the forest. The forest and forest. Hey, Hamas Makule. Or is showing the human leader of Khlan. Can you retain more Makloom? After you can say it, you can say it, you can lie. No Makloom. Afilu, so he says the same thing. Afilu can you drink share him, Kikel Ze. Can you lie, no Makloom?
The man, she tell the share him, but a sake, a sake. The share him will not the car. Can it was some shot share him, but another recall. She had share him, that on me. You will also be a common about that. So that's the other prerequisite. Now, so in the nether of Korban, so it's possible to resort to means that involve a maximum of the sharing, and to resort to means that involve a minimum of the sharing. So in many ways, if he resorts to means that involve a maximum of the sharing rather than a minimum, so it's clearly shot. I will never do my life also in a whole lot of time. Aber Schuhe loi, wie Schuhe wie Scheich und Ingo nicht dobo. Hier ist auch Scherim, nicht bei ihm Klau. Klau. Aber gab da Mino Mio, sie nicht bei ihm, nicht heilig an Mitzvo, so die Sein Kasche der Pinsel says, Hayi lab Schuhe, el ol Zruze der Arme. You see, so, the Rosh does not give Tesis there. Aber ich will mir die Stadt erzählen, weil ich will mich nicht in Schmeiden weiter.
But he says,
because the Rosh could not give the Keres, because the Rosh was also saying,
he says that if you don't mention the Shem, then it doesn't involve even though it's Yad Hashem,
but as far as he's on this Shmaya Vatom is concerned,
so it's only Shayach when you sprout, when you utter the Shem.
But if you don't pronounce the Shem, then it doesn't involve even Shmaya Vatom. So in any way, so then he has to give a different sentence. Aber da haben wir nicht mit Freunden gehalten, dann ist nur, ein Jüdler hat zu ihm, und es wurde darum, because the Rosh Hashidotze, in der Wiese, ist doch der Ramban,
that the Aloch of Lord, in Mechwa, Mechwa, Tashi Shemayim,
does not only cover Bittut La Mitzvah, but even Kim La Mitzvah, so it's not hard, it is not fallacy. It's just the head there. So maybe it cannot be,
so, but it's not a Shvuyim, it is not fallacy. But this was, we saw,
So one was not faceless, is like the Ramban. And the other was not faceless, who said, is not like the Ramban.
So that's why faceless here, there's another term. We do more clearly show you when the Dharma is out of the Roma, I don't think we show you clearly. The Mishari, Marini, or Ayaman. Arini, Ariadu, and Zirat.
She put that in each room, no. We have been away, the Roma, Arini, or Zirat. Or I become me. Die Moshe Beinu und nachher gefahren, oh, die Oma hat die Schuhe im Allai, kann ich auch gehen. Ich kenne die Schuhe. Ich kann mich nicht mehr gehen, ich kann mich nicht mehr gefahren, oh, die Oma hat die Schuhe, ich kann mich nicht mehr gefahren, oh, die Oma hat die Schuhe, die man, wie die Oma nach mir gekommen hat, die Pasche hat mich nicht mehr gefahren, ich kann 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 mich nicht mehr gefahren,
Now let's see the Rashi. So,
in spite of the differences between the Ram, the Rosh, Tesis, with some minor differences,
because there is a difference whether Machlokes Hashanim, whether Korban has referenced to Korban Mamish, or it is, as the Rashbam says, as the Rosh says,
or it has referenced to the Nomis, as another brethren. But they all agree that it's new and new at the time.
But Rashi, he doesn't explain it as new and new at the time.
In other words, when he said everything. Now, so, let's see the Rashi. We do the whole thing.
Can you even show him when the down? Can you inform me that we don't have a light in the show? I will be stamped on it. Do the whole thing.
Can you even show him when the down? We will grow. I'm not going to give a picture. Keep your phone. Go back to the show. I will be mentioned. So he said all the three. Not the individual cases, separate cases.
So, Kita Lefono, Vomakim Rishonim, Harini, or I remember, or Mishtame, the Horekom, Harini, the Zirat.
The man, the Mosa, Horekom, Harini, the Odom, Arolai, Mashma, Dom, Arolai, Harini, Arolai, Kor,
the men of Mashma, the Omashkur, Shalei, Harimen, the Hoy, the Doma, the Trilok, the Rishonim, Mishtam, Vada, the Horekom,
the darkon shall be showing you the agon, the agon, later in the nozer will come this way.
So he also mentions, machmaskas, agon vitrayu. So in other words, why? Where did Rashi
see in the Mishnah? That the Mishnah is referenced to the person who says it in Kass.
Maybe the Mishnah has reference to someone who says it in good humor, not in Kass. But Rashi explained the Mishnah that the
Harei Nozir Meichelman,
Varei Olaiki Korm. So in other words,
He mentioned it now.
So in other words, if a person is mikabel ziras and itnai,
so then it's a very good proof that this kabbalas ziras does not emanate from a purified heart the way that it does not adopt.
It only emanates from a certain mood, whether it's kasha or something else. It doesn't make any difference.
Sometimes he might
say it now because he wants to show to someone. I mean, he wants to assert his ego. So anyway, on the basis of it now.
So then, he makes an error. I mean, this happens. Among those Jews who say, if this man will come to the banquet, then I'll give so much and so much. What does it mean? I mean, it doesn't emanate from a purified heart, from a desire to help God, but just to assert his ego. So that it's immediately shown. That's immediately shown. So Asher says that the higher made him another from Yeshua, since Asher explained it on the basis of Knai. In other words, that the Kika Munach Lepono, and he says, Arein. In other words, if I eat that Kika, so Arein is not here, so that means it doesn't emanate from a purified heart and from searching the soul, but from a certain mood. Alright. Now let's see how the Rambam passes these things. Because he didn't say Shvuah. No, because it's a Yahweh Shvuah. Can you really show him? It's a Yahweh Shvuah. It doesn't make any difference. So, from this Gemara we see that there is a Halacha of Yodis with Shvuah too. There is a Halacha of Yodis with Shvuah too. As a matter of fact, we discussed it at the very beginning of the Gemara. Teisa says that there is no Yodis. The answer is, so we said that the Halacha of Yodis is mentioned by Nizirez, by Yodot. So as far as the Halacha of Shvuah is concerned, as far as Bar Nachal, because Shvuah, it comes under, Shvuah has effect, has significance under two Halachas. Under the Halacha of Bar Yachal, because of the Halacha, and under the Halacha of Nidro Sheker. So this Zirasakosuk of Yodis is mentioned in connection with Nizirez, or in connection with Nidro, it all depends whether people is saying Divotei Roshni Odom or not Divotei Roshni Odom. Anyway, so Yodis is mentioned in connection with Nizirus and Midori, and we learn out Midori from Nizirus or Nizirus from Midori, whatever. But, so maybe it applies to Shvuah too, because as far as Bar Yachal is concerned, so let their Shvuah and Nizirus is kind of half, it's one category. But then Shvuah has its own halachas of Nizirus Shekia. So, as far as the halachas of Nizro Sheker is concerned, there is no halacha of Yodis. Taisus there at the beginning of Midori as the kasher, why doesn't the Mishnah Shvuah discuss Yodis? Because, so the answer is there, the Mishnah Shvuah doesn't discuss the Bar Yachal halachas, the Mishnah Shvuah discuss the Nizro Sheker halachas. So the memory doesn't know him of Yodis. But here it's not the Bar Yachal. But at the finish, that there is Yodis regarding Shvuah too. Now, the Rambam is very mild on that mission, and he has several tiyurim. First of all, he has several tiyurim in Yom Sidor, and then he also mentions that Aloha in Maisa Kapas. Perikalef Yom Sidor in Aloha Kapay. Ho'im ala chavire ha'ariolai t'hidr yishoyim im eichlo, shemidreyem nozmiya v'korban Korban, so Ushvuah v'yochal chayev v'kulon. So in other words, so he says, Harei olai k'nidr v'shoyim imeichlo shemidreyem nozir v'korban Ushvuah v'yochal is chayev v'kulon. Where he started out, he himself said it. Harei olai k'nidr v'shoyim imeichlo. So in other words, so it's mashma from the Rambam in Tekalet Halacha Chotei that he explained the Gemara
the Omar Shmuel, the Emir, can either show you Marini or Leiby Menu. Not as the Ramis says, the Emir can either show you Marini, one case, and another case, the Emir can either show you Malay, and the third case can either show you Menu. But he himself said everything. Hareini, and not only did he say Hareini or Leiby Menu, but he spelled out everything. He said, "Harei olai kibidu rishoyim imeichaloch shemintreyen nozir mikol mushvua." He's gone out. He's gone out. Chay becholot. So what's the chiddush? I mean, if he said, if he himself spelled out, "Harei olai kibidu rishoyim imeichaloch shemintreyen nozir mikol mushvua," so what else is necessary? So he spelled out everything with great. So the chiddush is that only if he said Shem Yitreyeh, but if he'll say Kinidre Tsheiri, even though he said Shem Yitreyeh Nozir Rikov Mushvuo, he will not be high. So it's like the sheep. I mean, it's the same thing that the horse says. He says Apilu Kinidre Tsheiri. Because he formulated it incorrectly. So the melee, even though he said Shemitreya Nozia Rikov Mushua, but if he'll say Kimitre 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 Kimitre, so it will not be hard because he formulated it incorrectly. But if he says Kimitre Rishoni, so then it's properly formulated, so it's fine. V'cheino eimer harei olai kimitre kshel, shemitveisom, nozer mikol, harei zechai, but not sure. So the Rambam mentions here the case where he spelled out everything. Spelled out everything. And he even spelled out shemitreyem nozer mikol mishmo. So it's even more than Rashi. According to Rashi too, it's not mile mile. But according to Rashi, he said, Kibidre Rishoyim Imeichel, Areini, Holai Imenu. But he didn't say, Shemitreyem Nozer Kol Mishmo. But the Rambam mentions where he himself spells out, Shemitreyem Nozer Kol Mishmo. That's Aloha Chavot. Then, Aloha Chavot, he mentions the case of Mila Mila. Omar Areini, Holai Kibidre Rishoyim, Oy Kibidre Sksheri, Shei Chaloch. Or in Meichaloch, Harei Ze Osa, the Aval Pi Shaloi Pirish. So in other words, so Harei Olai, Kimidu Rishoi, Shei Chaloch, or in Meichaloch, Harei Ze Osa, Atus Loi Pirish. Oma, Kimidu Rishoyim, Loi Yishai Viklum, Shei Nak Sheirim Neidrim Biderachis Alikach. Oma, Kimidu Rishoyim Harei Ni, Voi Nozer Edo Lefonov, Chai Vizirah. So that's Mila Mila. So the Rambam has both cases, where it's mile mile, and where he mentions all. And when he mentions all, so the Neder himself says, Shemitreyem Nozer Mikol Mishmo. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that if he will say, Kinidre Kshelim, he will not be high, even though he spelled out everything. You ask, how is that possible? But he spelled it out. But the horse says the same thing. The horse says, But he said, Kikerze Kenem Alai. But he added something that is improperly formulated. So Mimele, it's no. Now there is a Machleke Saposki, according to the Shite, that there are two types of Nidor. There are two types of Nidor. One is there of Osar Olai, without being Matris in Hekdesh, and another is there where is Matris. Now, suppose someone will say, Kikar Ze, Osar Olai Kechazir. So many Rishonim say in so many words that the Nidor is not Chal. So, but these Rishonim who say it in so many words, so they hold that neder is only atvos. The Canadian is only apostate. There really download two kinds of Israel. Only apostate. So the Mele seems the only Neder that is how is the apostate. So, and when one says just because the Osrola is so it's Yad apostate. So only if he says just because the Osrola. But if he says because the Osrola it has here, so the Mele it cannot be considered as Yad apostate because he was not in the Osrola. But Chlikis Achrim means according to the Mishnah, like the Rabbi Yudon, who says that there are two Ikanidons. One Ikanidon is when he says, Kikaze Osrola, then it's how not Mahmat Matis Nefesh, but because the other. Another Nefesh is when he says, Kikaze Kiko, Kikaze Kiko, then it's how Mahmat Matose, so there's a Chlikis Achrim, according to the Rabbi. According to the Rambam, words that the only Ikaneder is Atrose, so it goes without saying that if someone says Kikaze, Osra like Hazir, so it's not Hal. Because when he says Osra like, so it's only Hal, Machmasiyad, Tikom. But if he finished it and he said Kikazir, so then it cannot be Hal. But according to the Rambam, she didn't go, and there is a Machlaitis. The Machlaitis. And then, now, so we see from all these Rishayim, these Rishayim say, in other words, so what is royal, those who say that according to the Ram, that there is a neder of Kikaze Osralai, not on the basis of Matrose. So even if he says Kikhazir, so he doesn't negate the neder, because since it was a good neder without the last word, suppose he wouldn't say Kikhazir, he would just say, Kikaze Osra, not Hazir, it would be valid. And the basis of its own valid. So Mele, some say, even if he adds a word, it doesn't matter, we just ignore that word. And some say, no. If he doesn't say, just says Kikaze Osra lie, so then it's also, but he, then it's also on the basis of its own valid. But if he finishes it and he explains it and he says Kipsachazir and there's no Osir, then it negates the neder. So we see from all these Rishonim that even a neder that contains the words that by themselves would constitute a good neder, but if you add certain words that are improperly formulated, so then it negates the neder. I mean, the Rosh says that. The Rosh says, Ki nidrei keirim kikar ze keirim olai lo maklum. The mashe keirim the keirim botles akeirim. The keirim were not the cloud. And the Rambam also says, that even if he'll say, Harei olai ki nidrei keirim mimeichelok, she nidreim nozer kovu shvo. So then, the neder is not a good neder. So certainly, in the case where he says, Kikyazeh, Osralai Kipsachazir, according to the Ramshite, that Osralai by itself is valid, not on the basis of Yodesh, but so if he doesn't put in any words that are incorrectly formulated, but if he puts in incorrect words, so then it negates it. Now, so the Rambam, so we see that the Rambam has two halachas. In Halacha Chofei, he mentions the case where he spells out everything. Then in Halacha Chovor, he mentions the case of Mila Mila. Mila Mila. So, in other words, Harei Alai Kimidrei Shoyim Harei Voyodoze Rebo Lepono. So he's hired in Zeretz. Now, and it's interesting. So in Aloche Chovov, where it's Mila Mila Kotone, so he also has two types of cases. So he says, Omar Harei Olai Kinidon Rishoy, or Kinidon Sikshei Rim Sheichlo, or Yimeichlo, Harei Zosa, Aval Pi Shaloi Pirish. And then, Omar Kinidon Sikshei Rim, where he's having a chance in the Rishrikas, Omar Kinidon Rishoy Marei, where you know the river of Pono, Hayo Vizires. Now, so he doesn't make so. He only mentions Nozer Eva Lepono in connection of Varim. So then we have to have no Zerebrofono. But the Gabi Korban, so the Ram says that the Behemo has to be Munachas Rufono. The Rambam doesn't say, Oma Kimidri Rishoyim Molai, the Hoysa, Behemo Munachas Rufono. So it's high form. He doesn't say it. He only says, Hoy no Zerebrofono Rufono. But with Gabi Korban, it's mashma from the Shilas Rambam that even if a behemoth is not Munachas Rufono, and he just says, Kimidri Rishoyim Molai, so it's high form. So is Chayekov. Now, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam in Maisa Kabones, the Yudalet, the Yudalet look at Maisa Kabones. Halacha Yudalet. Hoemei Harei Olai Kimidre Rishoy Sheminitreye Nozi Obikom Mushmuo Chaya Bikolo. Now, so that's the case where he mentions everything. Now, in Dorin, in Aloha Chofei, he also mentions everything. Hoino Rechavere Harei Olai Kimidre Rishoy Mimeichelo Sheminitreye Nozi Obikom Mushmuo Vyocha is Chaya Bikolo. And then, but in the Yudalim Chmaisa Kabonis, Halach Yudalim, he says, Ho'im Ha'arei Olai Kimidu Rishoy, not in Meichel, Kikyazeh, without the Mitzvah. But, Shem Yitreyeh, Nozer Vikom Mushmu Yo Yisrael Vichu. Now, Kimidu Rishoyim, when Yisrael Vichu, Ha'arei Olai Kimidu Rishoyim, Ha'arei Zenedea, Vinozer Vikom. Now, so we see two Chidushim in the Rambam. First of all, we see one Chiddush in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Nidorim, Halacha Chovot, that is Chelek on the Ram, and is Chelek on the Rosh. Where is the Ram? The Rosh both say that when we say Kiddush Rishonim Olai, it's Chayav Korban, only with Behem Munachas Rufono. And the Rambam, Shita is without Behem Munachas Rufono, only with Gabi Nozir. So it has to be Nozir, it has to be Nozir Behem Rufono. It has to be Nozir Behem Rufono. Now, then, in, let's say, regarding, and then another Chiddush we find in the Rambam, the Gedalot Mechas Maisa Kabonis. So he says, Harei Olai Kimidom Kimidris Ksherim, Harei Ze Nodav Nozer Obikov. Now, if he says, Harei, if he says, Kimidu Rishoyim Areini, so then only if he knows here is evil, is evil in front of, so he's high in Zeres. But if he knows here, he's not evil in front of. And he says, Areini, Kimidu Rishoyim Areini, he's not high in Zeres. But if he says, Arei Olai Kimidu Rishoyim, without the knows here evil in front of, and without saying Areini, Harei Zenedea Binozir Uvikom. Now what does it mean? Harei Zenedea Binozir Uvikom. In other words, obviously, when he says, in my heart I meant both. So if he says, in my heart I meant both, he says, Harei Olai Kimidris Ksherim. And in his heart he says, he meant both. So he's Chayav in Zeres and he's Chayav in Uvikom. Suppose in his heart he says, in my heart, if he says, in my heart I meant to be in Ozir, then he's only Chayav in Zeres. Suppose he says, in my heart I meant to be in Korban, so he's Chayav in Korban. But without the Ozir in the funnel. So, and even though he didn't even say Arim, he just said Arim Olai. But if he explains that in his heart he meant Mizires, so it becomes an Ozir. And if he said in his heart he meant to bring Korban, so then he has to bring Korban. But as far as Korban is concerned, So if he says Kinida Rishoyim Olai, so he's also Chayim Tom without the Beimun Achtofanot. But the Rambam distinguishes between the expression Kinidre Rishoyim, Kinidre Rishoyim Hareini, so then there has to be Nozir Eber Lefonov, but if Nozir is not Eber Lefonov, so Mimele, he's not Nozir, even though he says in his heart, I meant to be Nozir. But if he says Kinidre Cheri, Hare Olai Kinidre Cheri, or the same thing would be true if he says Hareini Kinidus Kshere. So he's also in Edav Nozir. Why that distinction? Why the difference? Now, the Gemara has the kasha here. We deal with Hareini B'Tanis Kama. So Amar Shmuel to show you Nozir Eber Lefonov. So obviously, the Rambam held that the reason is why in the case of Kinidus Kshere. So only if he Nozir Eber Lefonov. Only if he knows that he's not even a follower, so he's high in his ears. But if he knows that he's not even a follower, and even though he says in my heart, I meant to be Nozir, and he said, he needs to show you how he's not a Nozir. Why? Because when a person is becoming his ears, not out of a purified heart, the way he knows that not was becoming his ears. So he's a hate. And when a person is Yeshiva B'Kayis, not out of a purified heart, but he wants to be supervised, to answer himself what the Torah did not answer him. The Torah did not answer him to eat, and he wants to be Yeshiva B'Kayis. So he's a Chayim. So Melele, in the case where he says, Kinidre Rishoyim, in view of the fact that it's the derech of Rishoyim to be mitabu nizires, derech kas and derech hisya, and to be mitabu time is derech kas and derech hisya. So without the nozer even lefonov, so there is no yechoche, it's not yad to nizires. Mashein kei, he says, kinidvei, So the melee, if he says Kinidus Kshirim, so, and it's the derech of Kshirim, is the derech of Kshirim to take an idov of Kob or an idov of Nisires. So the melee, if he says, Hare Yolai Kinidus Kshirim, and he says in his heart, he didn't spell out anything. Whatever it means. So then, is a neder of Nozer Lekom. Why? Because it's the derech of Kshere to take a neder of Nisiris like the Nozer Nadoret, or to bring a comb like Hiller. I mean, out of a pure heart. So Mimele, if he says, Hare Olai, Kinidris Kshere, in his heart, obviously the Rambam has referenced the case where he says, in my heart, I didn't spill out anything, but I meant whatever it means, whatever the Mishpat Aloshni means. Because if the Rambam had referenced the case where he said, in his heart, I meant Nizires, I meant Kokum, so the Rambam should say that. If the Rambam says, Hare Yolai Kinidris Kshev, Hare Zeneda Benozom Kokum both. Now, so certainly, if he says in his heart, I didn't mean Nisires, he couldn't be Nozir. If he says in his heart, I did not mean, if he says that in his heart, he didn't mean Nikom, he couldn't be Nechoyim Nikom. So obviously, the Rambam has reference to the case where he says, in my heart, I meant whatever it means in the Mishpat Aloshni. So since it's a derech of Kshere to take a neder of Nisires, the way the Nozir Adorim took a neder of Nisires, out of the purified heart, Machmas Nidras Libay, and is the derech of Kshirim to take a neder of Kabones also, a neder of Kabones, the way Hillel did. So when a person says, Hare Yolai Kinidus Kshirim, and he says that in his heart he meant whatever it means, Mashmoy Saloshim, so it means both. So it means both. Alright. Kinidus Kshirim Amaklu. mit Wesen oder Benezer, mit Wesen oder Benezer bekommen. Man kann die Schande wollen, wenn nicht der Unruf. Weil mir, wo ich hab 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 mir, so, it cannot be called either with Reb Meir or with Reb Yudin. So the Gemara assumes that Reb Meir holds that both Neder and Udobe are improper, and Reb Yudin holds that both Neder and Udobe are proper. And here the Mishnah distinguishes between Neder and Udobe. So it cannot be called with either Reb Meir or Reb Yudin. So the Gemara has two issues. Afil, the first question is Afil Tamer Reb Meir. Afil Tamer Reb Meir. But Reb Meir seems to say, appears to be saying, that neither or midot is improper. No. Afil Tamer Reb Meir. Ki koma Reb Meir that it's improper of neither. Of our life. Bin dober loy koma. So again, the pshat is, in other words, Reb Meir. When does Reb Meir say? When does Reb Meir say that it is improper only the neder? So the neder is improper even though he has the proper goal to make himself better, to purify his heart. But since he can adopt a means that involve a minimum of nechshavim, and he adopts means that involve maximum of Mechshelim, so he's a chayte. But Nidobo, so Nidobo Likoma, if he does it out of the proper motive, and he resorts to that method, or that he involves a minimum of Mechshelim, so Likoma. The Hokotone, can it be so? Nodav, Nodav, Likom? Tone, Nodav, Likom. So Maish, the Nidia, the Lord, Gilmos, Litakole, Nidobename, Loi, Dilmos, Litakole. So the Gemara says, Kilazok. Itanyo, Malazokin, Shalimua, Lodom, Bilosi, Koyom, Midio, Kishi, Hunlazok, Umagdisho, Visei, Hole, or Visheikh. So he, Nichem, Dominicovones. So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara in the first question says that this Mishnah calls with Rameh. Now Rameh says that taking his organization is a problem. Care, but only Neder. Is not proper. But Nidove is proper. Nidove is proper. So, but the Mishnah mentions the distinction between Neder and Nidove like Abu Nizires as well. So, what's the distinction between Neder and Nizires? Between Neder and Nidove and Nizires. So, Nidove Nidove Nikobones, Nidove Nizires, Maikal Rima, so the Kishima Tanis. Tanya, but my father, we have a lot of people told me, and we have Pama, and Bobby Method was not gone. Well, he's a shitty thing, I'm different, he's a little bit of Tali, or Martin, me, Marin, so I shall have the Annoy, or Marin, the old Silla, the Beer, or last with all his mind, and my risk out of Bambuishal, who bought all his little Dan Leo, or Martin, Rosha, or Martin, his boy, Bayo, and Shinishalo, be me, she was he. Leads him of Israel. Have they no shadow of Shamai, Shamai, Miato Mariti, and Shakti Valreche, or Martiloi, Bni Komeho, Yer Bunay, and Yinas in Israel, or Lecha Kosovane, Ishki Yafu, Lidia, Neda, Nozil, Hazel, Adishan. So, in other words, it's the same thing like the Kabonet. But the claim is that in order that the Neda should be praiseworthy, so you have to do it. You have to do it with the sublime goal and the sublime motive, and you have to do it in such a way that it will involve the least possible shape. So by components, so the way to do it so that it will involve the least possible mechshelim is by bringing it to the Azor and say Arizu. But by Nizires, so there is no other way except to become Nizires. But it has to be, the Nizires has to be taken under circumstances that it's necessary for him to make Nizires. Like there was another. All right, now. Mas gefror hat man, meist nur so mit der Tom, du doch, die uns auch heilig, kommt schon ins Namen geregelt, auch heilig aus. Aber wir haben jene, keine Tame, die schon kein Leben, und schon in Tame, die haben auch jene Sinn, das ist hart mehr, wie nimmt so mit wie im Chum also. Ich hoffe, ich habe nur sehr teuer Name, so, in unser teuer sein Ding, in unser teuer, ihr rochen uns eher, so nur so teuer Name, so nur so teuer Wohnung, da muss er mit Nabschied jochen. Right now, let's see that out. Hey, wie sehr mich sehr, schon in der, 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 mit Neder und Mischau und Neder wenig Mischau. Die Liu Maikho, Kiris, der Tira Shalei, und Bosa Roche, Sif Tila Toi Sider, Klima, Schu, Jens, Sati, mit Neder und Mischau und der Sif Liu Mene, die Koyoi, Taino, Liu Se, Mische Sider, wo ist die Schau, Klima, Schemo, Tischka, wo ist die Schau, und Pichot, Tiba, Schu, Sider, Klau, Maschma, Hashtag, Mischon, und Neder und Dopp, die Loi, Lashmin, und Kodi, Tebi, Kuro, und Neder und Mischau. Wenn wir in der Tiba, sind wir in Mischau, wie Doros, Mikhoi, Hoch, es ist ein Tide, Eo, Schalei, wie Zui, mit dem Mischubach, aber die Tiba, Schu, Loi, Sider, Mische Sider, wo ist die Schau, wie Tiba, Pschite, Hore, Koma, Leute, hey, so, wo ist die Schau, Tiba, Kho, Hato, Leis, ist Schuss, והכן אם שוכחת לנסקו לפסד לסחוכו, שאלקי, שנפחה ושאתה נדע וזה תשלומים, כך נראשית את זה בין. כי כמר אבני אבן נדע, בן דור וכאום מה, תקחו לו עייר אלו בן דורים, ולא בן דובר. ואוכתונת כמיד ואין סומנות אבן נוזר וכאום, ואום משעת שאיר נדרים, ואיכו בצלוק וקרם מאיה, ותאצין אונתון אין נודע. ופיוס רבי סי, יחקו שבדים דע ומוצלו הקשוי להגות את מסליס. אני, they could have had the same kasher. Because no matter what we say, but the Mishneh changes the wash. The Masn was this mash mash in a clear neighbor. We don't need to share a makrum. Who was a hard cotton and not a Mikora died must listen good for the map in the don't of a man. Who was a little caramelia, died in a hill, a cotton and a veil in here, a lord. Bees lay in the new caramelia. Pushe, Shoksherin, Nikosh Yomotsin Gomu, 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 אלו ימרת רמי ערים, היכן מיקרה נדר בקור מנדובה, ועל כאילו שגם נדר רואו וקשיירים, אי אפשר שיקרה מנדובה. So the run explains it, I mean it's in line with what I just said. In other words, the alibi the emes, alibi the emes, so there are two prerequisites for nidvi קשיירים. Number one is that it should not emanate from the spur of the moment, from a certain mood, but it should emanate from a third soul and the purified heart, that's one prerequisite. And the other prerequisite is that even if he does emanate from his third soul, but he has to adapt the proper means, those means that involve a minimum of Mashiach. So that's a little maskon of the Gemara. Mashiach in the Haramin of the Gemara, so the Gemara said, if we say that this Gemara does not accord with Rav Meir, and the Gemara, where the Mishnah still distinguishes between Neder and Nidove, so then we could say that all that the Mishnah recognizes is the distinction between a Neder emanating from the spur of the moment and from a certain mood, and the Neder emanating from a searched soul and purified heart. That's all. What kind of means you adapt, whether it's means that involve a maximum of Mishnah and a maximum of challenges, or a minimum of Mishnah and minimum of challenges, doesn't matter. But now that you say that this Mishnah calls with Rav Meir, and Rav Meir himself, difference from the spur of the moment or from a certain mood. It doesn't make any difference whether it's happening or not. So then it's even showing, then it's a hate. So Ephraim, now, if Ramea distinguishes, once we say that Ramea draws a distinction between Ramea and Ramea, so we must say that even when the first prerequisite is compliant, in other words, when the Ramea emanates from his first soul and purified heart, even in such a case, there is a difference between Neder and Dov. Why? Because in one case of Neder, he exposes himself to a maximum of the attainment challenges, and in the other case, he exposes himself to a minimum of the attainment. So maybe that's why, so the Mohes discussion, this is only number of the Mary, they can meet the Mary, they call him Dov, by Kishan, in the whole city, yes, he can Dov. In Dov, and I know, you also, in the whole, יאבו גב יאמר איזו דיו בפרושה ומאחר להובי יסו משום סיבור כי הילו עזוק אימו מאוד אומה מנחת בעזוק כי מגב צעירים לא נבקור שערי צעירים דין בהם טוב בעזור Now, so what you want to say here? It's a big thing. Kilo Azok, Imona Rabbe Hebo HaMinachas Ba'azok, Kilibat Kheri, Nona Bikor, שערי קרי מביא בהמטון לעזור ומדגיש לי סוף דרך אם היא לעזור so it's much more from the arm that when do we say that if he says he needs his caring so none of his home if the hymn is nachas lefono only if the hymn is nachas lefono the azor he emphasizes he's madgish he won't allow the hymn to have nachas ba'azor to me that but the pause it's not nachas ba'azor He's far away from the Bishamim. And the Hebrew is not as a follower. He is in Tzvah. And the Hebrew is not as a follower. And he says, he needs to change him alive. So the point around, it's not right. It's not right. Because it's not in confidence with the generous of care to make it happen. This is what Ram says. Now let's see what the thesis. Tim Azok, Shemivim Bazok, Vintema Rakate Rekor, Nirus Kerim, or let the Shalise King Kiril, Tishabim Bazok, who must miss Mashma the Holy. But the answer is in the ground. That must be seen. Has to be applied to the case where he says to the Kerim, Albehim Amunakar Bazok, but if he is Mash, and they will not have a follow up, he says to the Kerim. So then, it's not now. But Jesus is failing. They, the whole thing I can recall, I will even retain them in case of the Rolo. I mean, that's the point you think about the rest. So, Hoss of Mishaykh Tan say, they even are the rest, so the clarity is here, the clarity is here by Rolo Lezer, that means the passage is also given by, made by Rolo Lezer and Rolo Lezer. Let's also say, he says that it has reference to the economics. So Tensis is Israel. According to the Ram, inasmuch as the derech of the Kerim, like your Azokim, to adapt that kind of method that they are to adapt, that kind of means, in order to attain its certain goals, so the means that involves the very minimum of the faith. So the Melech goes to the Ram, only if the person says Kerim is Kerim, and the circumstances were Kerim would act like it. Matei Kerim says Kerim is Kerim, and the circumstances were Kerim do not act like that, so then the Melech is not wrong. And this is the thing is not that in view of the fact that he is trying to reduce the material, to reduce material, even though he does not do it in such a way that it involves the least possible material, but he's trying to minimize the material. So the male, he follows out the pattern of the children, even though he does not follow that completely, but he is trying to emulate the lifestyle of the children. I mean, the lifestyle of the children consists not only in aspiring in being motivated by sublime goals, but also in adapting means that involve the very minimum of material. So he does not adopt the means that involves the very minimum, but he adopts means the fact that he makes an end of a zoo rather than a real life shows that he tries to minimize the material. He doesn't go all the way in the direction, but he's embarking upon the path. So since his nether indicates that he's trying to embark upon the path of the children, even though he's still far removed from the ideal situation set up, so it can be considered to be the children. So this is it. Baba got the children with his mavnik I got there, I will leave the children, will have a prohibition in time. So in other words, so as long as he says I will rule, so at least he minimizes it. He doesn't reduce it to the very minimum, but he minimizes the material, because there is such a contrast between the number of material in our real life and the number of material in our reason. So even though he doesn't do it in a perfect way, he doesn't follow up the Derech HaKshelim in a perfect way, but at least there is a certain correspondence, a certain resemblance between his approach and the approach of the Kshelim. So maybe because of that, it comes within the Mishnah Taloshim of Midas Kshelim. But there is a machlokes between the Ran and Beis. In other words, whether if somebody makes an Eder of Arizu far removed from the Azor, so according to the Ram, it's not valid, and according to, he says to me the chair, so it's not valid, and according to Tesis it is valid. Now, the view of Chum Azor, Lab Azor and Mamish, so also we hope the Chum Azor, Elo the Pesach Azor, Elo the Pesach Azor. So the Ram says here that one would not be allowed to bring the Chul Azor amount because of the Isaiah of bringing Chul Azor. The Rajbon Chul says that he brought it in the Azor amount and he didn't involve the Isaiah of Chul Azor, because when is the Isaiah of bringing Chul Azor, if he doesn't intend to make it into heaven. But if the purpose of bringing the Chul Azor is that this Chul should turn into heaven, then there is no issue of bringing Chul Azor. So in other words, the Rashbon Chul is chelik, on the Rashbon. Yes, what? Of course it's Osra. But no, but according to Rashbo, it's all if he brings the whole Azor for the purpose of making them Hedesh of being Mandishet, there is no issue of being Chulazor. In other words, when there is a being Chulazor, if the purpose is that it should remain home, but if the purpose is to be Mandishet, there is no issue of being Chulazor. There's nothing to do with this machlokes, nothing to do with the machlokes that are it's machloket the Ram and the Rashba. Well, I just know that the machloket is Nimori Nozir, where the whole Azon is the Raishon. Now, you don't mean Zina Smaido and Emma, going by the same establishment, Zina Smaido and Emma, going by the same establishment, Zina Smaido and Emma, going by the same establishment, the whole Shinoda with the Athenian there. Kolkarta v'nosir utriyo, yilekel yemeches lovim tekole. What does it mean? In other words, in order to build utriyo, so he has to adapt the means that involves the need, the very minimum of tekole. So, certainly lovim, so you have to make harizu, but in zirez, as long as it's done with the proper motive, under the proper circumstances, and there is no other way of doing it, so then it's the level. Also, another Thomas is holding this little message, it's a learning common chatril. Uporas Yitzriolai, Mir, he was in Pachas Kamayim, he was in Eilon, Lili Hachamareim, Nozer Na'azela Vishem, he was in Shishamayim, he's also a Chetzi Mitra, he's in Tei Nezri, he's in Mishchata Masim Maroi, he's in Roma Lenizira, he's in Tei Mishchata Maroi, he's in Tei Mishchata Lab dachte, sie kommt manchmal in Tiro und Chochom, sie muss ein Kalendis, die kommt in Singen Chivar, Elok in Chumkom, sie mit Teich sind, aber nur so ein Rizuyo, hat kommt in Singen in und Rizuyo. Aber im Haar dachte, sie kommt nach Doren, leckere Meichas, Lohe, sie kommt so, sie kommt nur so ein Tag Rizuyo, mit Chivar, dann sage ich schon ein Schaff. Die Boi ist verbessert, first was. So the first was means, that the Mishne calls in Remeya. And Remeya says, that the Neder is in Klapper, only in regard to Neder. But in Gavin Dobe, so even the Meir related to his father. So that means, according to the first version, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even neder of our real life is proper. And if it's done for the proper, if it's done for the proper purpose, for the proper goal. Alright. Now, the boy is saying, then there's a second one. I feel it's saying that Rabbi Yehuda. Come Rabbi Yehuda, the Dobe, the neder will come. So now the Gemara says Lindos that the Mishneh calls with Rabbi Yehuda, and when Rabbi Yehuda says that take Mizeh 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 but by neder Rabbi Yehuda will be made it that it's not that. אין די מוס נאב די זיר דעם מאכן די מיש אין שרייע פון האט עס געמאכט שיל אין מיר מיט דעם דאס זיר אין וואס מוס נאב די מיש פון מיט מוס נאב מיין שלום מיט מוס נאב מיין טייב באב די לאך מוס מוס נאב מיין אַ זיר איז וואס מוס נאב איז די קוכע שיל די פאל וואס קומט נאָט אבער באיי שיל נאָט זאב די רפשין רב דער קאפּו קומט די דאַך די נאָט דער חייט יא שיל נאָט זאב די רפשין נאָט דעם רב זא קאפּו ברעד די טאניער רב זא קאפּו ברעד די מיר די קיפּו רב זא קאפּו נפש די קיפּו זא נפש קאפּו איז זיי דעם זיי אַז נא יאי פון דוין קאפּו חילע און מאז איז זיי אַז נא יאי מיט קאפּו חילע האמ צייט אַז אין קאפּו רב אַז קאמו די קאמו די קאמ קאפּו איז די טיילן די קאפּו חילע וואס די קאפּו די נאָז דאָמע סיט סו האו קען לערן האו דאָ even for the entire Atna Yayin, even if he's not in other Tomei, even if he didn't become Tomei, so he's also a Chaydei. So the answer is, even though the Pasuk deals with the Nozir that became Tomei, so that Parashe where he became Tomei, but so the Pasuk emphasizes his Chet, because Shona the Chetu, but Enoch Name, there is a Chet, he's a Chaydei, even if he didn't become Tomei. But if he became Tomei, so he's doubly a Chaytei. But he's a Chaytei, even if he didn't become Tomei. So he made him kind of a big dog, he called Rebbeya. He came to the Rebbeya for Yitzchak. He was born for Rebbeya.
Because many of you know that maybe who are being related, who are being related, so you've been related. So you've been related. So it's better. She related to the care. She related to the care. All the day is after maybe. And the contributor, so that's the maybe. Our maybe is taking them. Taking them there. But one thing we have to say, that if my colleague the second was the tribune who says the taking is them is there, Rinder Mishalim, so it's Rinder Mishalim. But Rinder Mishalim is not ideal. So that means the mayor holds that any Nadei is even better than Native Mishalim. So any Native is even better. But even according to the second motion, the mayor would be made there. That the chete is not. Even according to the second motion. Only according to the second motion. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that native Mishalim is a better midah than a native Baal, and Rabbi Meir holds no, that a native Baal is better than even native Mishalim. But also it isn't, even according to Rabbi Meir, according to the second motion. Rabbi Yehuda Tanya, יום אבישר ניסת לא מקבוני שוכים בו ומתחתה חילים לנוס וחילים של קבוני זו אימי סיים מתחמדות דאו נלאח בו חומר סיגמונים של מה צריך על תקידים רבוחים כל מי שדאח עשי מי הוא לא מקומה מזו ירושים נעצבי דאף כמו זו תומי הוא שמתחיל ולאו משום דמצא את עצמי אלו משום דמסחר אם לא דפשים רבות רק בו אף לא זו תוי המפחד מי הוא פולון שווי יהודי כוחד בנזיץ but according to some so if there is a chet only if it comes to me, so he was machshir himself, and according to the Blazer HaKapo, even if he didn't become another tome, and he didn't become involved in the chelim, so he's still a chetim, by virtue of the fact that he was mitzayir atunaya, but he chob another tome, still Rav Shimon Blazer HaKapo pom, he was matzavi kuta shelim, do you come adapt another tome, he chob משום לישון את החטא, שהציר עצמי ונקמו, וניסו מדל על נפש קדוש, דהי מחטאו מברכות כלומר, how do you know what you're going to do? ויסו לוי על הנפש, למה לי? So the Rani is explaining, how does Rav Elazar HaKapo know that when the Torah says, יחיד לאור, מה שאתה חוטו על הנפש, so the Torah means, even without him as a tome, after all, this parasha deals with him as a tome. So מהיר חטאי צה, that he is considered the chete even if he didn't become tome, because there is a Yisura Likro, because the Alanefesh is superfluous. So from that he deduces that he is a chete even if he didn't become tome. But here the Torah emphasizes that he is a double chete. First because he was Mitzayir Atzmi Nayai, and also because he became involved in the Michshu, he became tome. Hoeim el ha-veirei, keinem keinech keinems, harilu kinuyin likol, cheirek cheirek cheirek, harilu kinuyin lecheirek, nozik nozik paziach, harilu kinuyin menzirek, shvuso, shkuko, neida bimuru, harilu kinuyin lishuim, harilu kinuyin lecheirem, ובגורים אף ובסתמוס, ימשמע חום מגוויה, ושמעקירים בחום מקיין, וביהוד הדבתי בפורש חירם, שוב לקבאי ובשרי כמה שקל מתאור נודע במוי הרי לכיווי לשווי במוי כאילו למש בשווי עשמי שגרסי לה יהיה למש ואחרי יסב ירושלם ואי בקומה נודע במוי ובקומה שהוא עושה שקוק במוי איפה לדמור את יד ישמע איתמה כינויים רבי חנומה לא שנו מזה רב שמלוא קשי מאיר לא ששבון לך חומר לישני לבאי וכנראי מאיר בחידש השבוד המלוי בלי כבי ירום המנבון ויתאי למאי כינו רבון כינוי So why the Chachamim have to coin new words? So the purpose was to prevent Hitzra Hashem Shemayim Vatom. In order, so the Chachamim coined the new word of Canaan in order that Jews should not be accustomed to use the term Kol. What's wrong with using the term Kol? The Lame Kol. So the answer is the Lame Kol Madishem. Bilayim Kol Madishem. Biumioma Ladishem Biomakom. Because Mofuchish Mayo Vatom. So we see, how Chomo
It is to be Meshem Shemayim Vator that the Chachomim invented certain words, because if these words had not been prevented, so in the long run, certain Jews might be Nichshal. By the Nichshal in being Meshem Shemayim Vator. Vitani, Rabshim and Eilich, Minayim Shalim Ha'odom Ladishem Oyo, Ladishem Mincho, Ladishem Teido, Ladishem Shlomim, Tavodim Ha'kom Ladishem. So the Torah mentions the term Kom before Ladishem. Vikalmachim. So from that we learn now that when a person is Magdish Kom, he should first say Kom, and then say the Shem. Not say first the Shem and then Kom. Vikalmachim. Uma ze shon nisham lasishim shomayim. Ala kom. Omro teiro kom la Shem. So we batol ala haskamo vichamo. Now, Loshin Umeiz, the Kor Shom Manu, Shibot HaChachom, Shafit Shem Yudon. Yom Amal Hashem Lo Makom, Mishumor Hatik Rekeinem, Kechel Reim Bekeinem Yochud, Lo Makom, Amal Hashem, Tomish Likho, Uvichro Miname, Afal Gav, the Behuda Misagre. In other words, why couldn't the Chachomim be Misake that a person should just say Kor? The answer is because Jews were so accustomed to say, to mention the Shem, in conjunction with Kom, so this kind of itakone would have been without any event. So they had to coin a new word, and the new word, so the Jews never accustomed themselves. So in many ways, that was the reason as to why they coined the new word. It gives you a makom, a malashem to ishlikom, or vichom inam esagir. וחכם נאמע אפגעב גוט און זאג מיר גייט דעם גוט צו סטאם קומען מיט דעם דרך באיס ניו מא חיל מו וואו אבל שייט קי דכסי אבל קומע חיל קי פראפ איך די קרו ואב וואו מא שייט אלע דרך באיס או אר מייב קי דאנא זע די מאכע זיי שוט ווי זיי דע מחלייק די טון רב יך די שוק איז אס טוגע קי נוי מיס וואש נאך או קי נוי מיס וואש שיבוד חכם איז מחלייק סטנאל שם היום רים כינויים כינויים אסור ובסילים רים כינויים כינויים מותר מיילה what is כינויים כינויים? In other words that is a it's more adulterated. In other words, so my מיילה מן דומה כינויים כינויים אסורים כינויים קוסובה כינויים בושיום מסכים so ממילה it's also because if Kinuim Vashimum is saying, that means that the Nochrim who lived in the Eretz Yisrael, so they adapted the jargon of Lashon HaKodesh. So it's an adulterated Lashon HaKodesh. So what is Kinuim Kinuim? So certain goyim. So adulterated the Lashon HaKodesh one way, and then other going adulterated even more. But what's the difference? So it is a Lashon because going talk that way. So it doesn't make any difference how far removed it is from the original Lashon HaKodesh. Because going talk that way. So man doma kimikasu kosabaki kosumi, or man doma mutorim. So that means that the Chachomim coined the Kinuim, and then the Kinuim originated in an adulteration of the Rishenes that the Chachomim coined. So in Meileh, since it's not spoken, and it is a Lashon, because the Chachomim coined that Lashon, so only if those Rishenes are used intact, but not if these expressions themselves are further adulterated. So the Gemara says what? Bikul alme kinuim oshinu mesim. Ubisham ay sabre bahan namim ishtayimis. Ubisil sabre bahan elo ishtayimis. Bivoyisime bisham ay sabre gazgino kinuim mishim kinuim. Ubisil sabre lo gazgino kinuim mishim kinuim. Now, so it's not mistaber to explain the Gemara says die Kuh auch mit dem Mühe, was ich nur mehr sehe. Und wie Schama ist auch, wenn man einen Namen nicht teilen muss. Und wie Sie ist auch, wenn man einen Leib nicht teilen muss. Wenn wir sie machen, wie es in den Mitzies, wo er die Umi sei lang, die Tüten mehr als Schreuer, wo er die Use these expressions of Kinoi Kinoi or they didn't use. I mean, how could there be machlekes on that? So obviously it was used. But Kinoi, if, let's say, if the Kinoi Kinoi had been a new language, then it wouldn't make any difference. There wouldn't be any machlekes. So what, it wouldn't make any difference what kind of an expression it is. But it's not a new language by itself. It is jargon of Oshnakiris. So it's an adulterated Oshnakiris. So Bishamai say, Behaninam Mishtahiris. Even though there is such a great difference between the original Oshnakiris and the Kinoi Kinoi. Such a great difference. So, but it's still considered like Oshnakiris. We see the thesis and the basis that Kinuyin has a din of Oshnakiris, and even if somebody doesn't understand Oshnakiris, but if he uses these lishenes, these expressions, so the nether is valid. So we said, but he has reference to the case where he intends to take a nether, but he doesn't know what each word represents. So we have aloha that giptis li giptim, so is yotzo. But giptis li modim is lo yotzo. That's what I'm explaining. All the things that are more in the Holoshim. So you can create a kriyashma if you recite it in English. But only if you understand English. But suppose you don't understand English. But you know the contents. You know the contents of kriyashma. You know what's in English. So you know what is mentioned in kriyashma. And then somebody will transliterate it in Hebrew letters, in English, in Hebrew letters, he'll transliterate it, and he'll transliterate it for you, and you don't know what that here means Shema, and Echod means what, but you know that altogether you say Shema Yisrael HaShem HaKid HaShem Echod. So, you're not easy. But Oshnakiris, if somebody will recite it, and even though he doesn't know what it means, so he still gets it. So there is one Oshnakiris here that means that if somebody will take in Eder, in the Kinuyim, even though he doesn't understand the meaning of each word, so it will still be valid Eder. But Shaykin, if he takes in Eder in English, so only if he knows the meaning of the word. So we see from Tesis that Kinuyim is Losh Shmoneh Chachomim. So it's considered like Oshnakiris, because it is a jargon of Oshnakiris. So in Mele, the pshat could be, he says, the kulau bishamai sobre b'hananami mishtayimis. Of course, everybody agrees that there are some goyim who use these expressions of Kinuyi Kinuyi. But, so because of that, bishamai say, it still has a meaning of Oshnakiris, even though it's so far removed from the original Oshnakiris. And we see on Sabre, the Hanne Leimishtayim base, not Leimishtayim in CS, they don't converse, but it's so far removed from the original Loshnakiris, that there is a very slight resemblance between the words of Oshnakiris and the Kinuyi Kinuyim. So in Mele, it's not considered as the same language. We boy say maybe Shama is Sabre Gazina Kinuyi Kinuyi. So, in other words, according to second version, so even Bishamai agrees that if there is very little correspondence, resemblance between the original words of the Oshnakiris and the words of the jargon, so then it's not considered the same language. But Bishamai Gazinon, because of a special thing. Now let's see. Ubisil Sabre of Hoche Mishtaru. Ubisil Sabre of Hoche Loi Mishtaru. Skilena. Da filo Mishtaru. Lesen Mika Oshin. El Minayu Mishtaru Shiba Hoche. Vilav Mishtaru. Vilav Mishtaru. Vikaimelon Kirabyechenen. Vyoma Oshin Umisei. Vikaimelon Name. Vikinuyi Kinuyi Mitoh. Kilikimenta. Now, so according to this, she said that ways that Kinuim as a Dino Poshna Kedesh, so you understand very well. This machlekes between Sham and Bisilel, because Bisilel say, according to the first Lashon Gemara, Bisilel say that it cannot have a din, it cannot have a din of Lashon HaKedesh if they are so far removed in the sounds and so it cannot be considered as Lashon HaKedesh. And Bishamai, according to Lashon, say it still can be considered Lashon HaKedesh. But those Rishayim who are chilek on this, and who hold that kilui moshi noch, so the melee has a din like now the ram. Now the ram, apparently, I think I mentioned it when we learned the first ram, the Amidot. The ram is chilek on Shimon Tesis, because the ram asks the same kash as Tesis says, and the ram does not give Tesis that. So, in other words, and the Ram gives, the Ram, Vitele Meidat, the Vechen, the Malash Nochem, the Maishan, the Polish, the Mishne, the Kain, the Kain, the Kain, the Vishon, the Mishne, the Lime, the Halim, the Chalosh, the Vededa. But Nochem, the Shoei, the Sibose, who Mashi Pirish, the Chochem, the Godel, the Vidba, the Snoy, the Zal, the Ribus, the Ashmon, the Loi, the Boy, the Shin, the Nochem, the Shin, the Gmuri, the Shalim, the Vededa, the Shafim, the Shin, the Gmuri, the Neilu, the Shalosh, the Kain, the Shin, the Stabes, the Salva, the Hamish, the Shalim, the Vededa. So the Ram says in so many words that it is not as good as English or French. So it's definitely Chayim Kantin's Shit. Now, so in other words, so the Ram Shit is that the jargon of Lashon HaKedesh does not have a din of Lashon HaKedesh. If it's Lashon HaKedesh, it has to be Lashon HaKedesh, a jargon. And the doctor that Lashon HaKedesh is not the Lashon HaKedesh. That Lashon HaKedesh. So why is it effective on the score of Shon Shit? So maybe it doesn't make any difference. So why just as English is a language? Why is English a language? Because the members of the English people speak that language. So the goyim who live in Eretz Yisrael speak the jargon. So it's a language, but it's not on a higher level than Jewish is a Koran. So it's chilek. Now, so the question is, how will the Ram explain this Gemara? According to Tesis, we understand the Gemara very well. Because according to Tesis, so Kinuyim is effective on the basis of Lashon HaKedesh. So the melee, if it's Kinuyim is so far removed. If it's so far removed from the Lashon HaKedesh, so it cannot be considered as the same language as Lashon HaKedesh. I don't know whether any one of you ever read Chaucer. I mean, the English of Chaucer is so far removed from the present English that French is closer to the present modern English than Chaucer's English. So in other words, so this is the time. This is the reason as to why Bisilo say that behind loy mishtoy, even if they speak that language, because it's far removed, there is a very little resemblance between the words, and mitnamar. I mean, there is maybe it cannot be considered as the same word. But according to the Ram, that it's not kinuim is not effective between as Lashon HaKedesh, but between as Mishen is Agoyim. So, and the Chiddush is that even though it's a jargon, but people speak that way, so it doesn't matter. So it has a din of Eloshim. So, and there are people who talk that broken language, that jargon, miknaman. So what's wrong with it? So apparently, even according to the Ram, that Kinuyim do not have a din of Lashon HaKedesh. Kinuyim do not have a din of Lashon HaKedesh. But they have a din of Shonishenes, but in as much as it is a jargon of a heretofore existing language, so Mele can have a din of Eloshim only if it bears a substantial resemblance to that lashon. In other words, if it is a new lashon, not a jargon, if it is adapted as a new lashon, not as a jargon of an heretofore lashon, so then it doesn't make any difference. So we are not concerned what kind of word it is. It consists of. But if it is adapted at the very outset as a jargon of a heretofore existing language, so there has to be a substantial resemblance between the original language and the words of the jargon. That's a big chiddush. This is what we still say behamim mishtayus. All right. Hei chadome kinuye didom. Tone Rav Yosef, miknamamem, miknamachne, miknasne. Hei chadome kinuye dechirem. Tone nifshoye harokim cha. Harofi, kinuye ziris. So, tone Rav Yosef, marzakne, marznachne, mafich. Iboyo, mefrizne mai, misrizne mai, misazne mai. Omri rabai, bin rabashe, kinne mai. Kinem koma, oidil mo kinomen, basom koma. So it's not an abaye what it means. Of course, if it didn't mean kinem, so then it's not given in the shop. So obviously it has reference to the case where he says in his heart he meant kinem. But it has to be piv libishop. So it has, we have to have the piv also. So since the observer could interpret kinme in the sense of kinome, that is a certain kind of invasion. So even though his heart meant kinome, so in mishpat alosh, it's not considered the same king. Omale rabachet v'drafir rabashi kinema, kine shel tanigirim koma, oydil meloshin king. So, tiboy. So, in other words, say here again, it's not an abaye what he meant. If we have to know what he meant, we should ask him. He certainly has mnemonics. So obviously, we asked him, and he said that he didn't mean kino shel tanigirim, but he meant loshen kinem. But since it has that mashmoes, so mainly we could argue that it does not, it's not considered as a loshen. Kinuyim nishmei chadomei, shwil, shwusiel, shkukiel, shwil, ben gershem mashu, because it's in divrayomi, it's designated that way. Elo, shwuobriel, shwusiel, shkukokoi, ma. Omar shmuel, ashvisel ulomaklu, omar ashvisel, לא מקלום, אשקיק לא מקלום, קרין של לא מקלום. נודה בימור הערי לכנועי, תאי רבשים גם מלאים אירועים הבימורי לא מקלום. בימום זה דום אמורי, תשבוי, את מוש רבינו עושה, הערי לכנועי משווי. תאי, רבשים גם מלאים הנודה בימורי לא מקלום, בימום זה לא אמורי, הערי לכנועי משווי. ואוכל פירש, רבשים גם מלאים פרוש מסיס נוסל, חיתון לנודה בימורי, לא דום הבימורי בוחות, אלא דום הבימום זה דום אמורי. קרימה בשבוי שנשבע מאושה, כי דחסיב היה עומד של השם וססיץ, ומשמוך את נען, נודע במוי, יום השבוי שקוקו במוי, הוי משמע דום במוי בלחות, ומשמוך את נען, נודע להשמינון, דבינון שיאס כנידרי של מאושה, דהיינה שבוע, והיינה דיקום הרב שימן בגמריאל, במום צה דום המוי, והיא סתיגר זה במומה במום צה למחלום, מומה מום צה לתנו לשבוי, לא חפש, תרב שימן גמריאל של נעימה, דילו אמר בבייס והבי כאילו לשבועי וכי תנאם בימום אלוי שיומר כאין עם בייס אלו בייס מוי ולאחר גירסי הודו לתנאם שבוע ששקוקה מומה ותנאם נדע במומה משום דשבוע ששקוקה נגזור עם משבוע מה שאין כמימומה ולפי שהם כינויים חלוקים היפסיק ביניהם בנהם תזמין, אולי Thank you. Okay, but then they are not going to use that cheese. So it's a second derivative. It's a derivative of a Shabbat.